We have with us Billy from Garden Grove. Billy has only had 4 treatments from Dr. Tong, and why don't we have her tell us her story? What is, how did you come to see Dr. Tong? What happened?
A friend of mine happened to mention that she had come to see him, mm-hmm. and that she had been wearing a leg brace like I was, and just in a few months treatment, she doesn't have the brace anymore, and she's walking normally.
Okay.
So she wanted me to come and see if he could help me.
So how did your problem start? What happened?
1986, I started dragging my left leg, and after a while, I went to the doctor, and I had an MRI done, and they told me I had syringomyelia.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, all they could do was put like shunts in my spinal column, and then but there would be 90% chance I was paralyzed. So there was nothing they could do for me. And
so did you have that done?
No,
yeah,
no, because I didn't want to be paralyzed. So We didn't do that.
That's a trade-off.
a year later, a friend of mine had told me he wanted me to go see Dr. Ha, who's an acupuncturist
mm-hmm.
in Santa Monica. So I called and talked to him, and he told me, he said he couldn't cure me, but he would keep me walking as long as he could.
Mm-hmm.
So all this time, and of course my insurance company doesn't pay for acupuncture,
right.
So all this time we've been paying out of pocket all these years. We've been paying...
For how long now?
Since 1987 I started going to see Dr. Ha.
Dr. Ha, okay,
yeah.
For acupuncture. And
yeah.
Did he help you?
He's kept me walking when
mm-hmm.
I've gone back and seen these other doctors. You know, because my insurance company says I have to go see a specialist
mm-hmm.
before they'll give me this or before they'll give me that. They can't believe I'm still walking because they said I should have been in a wheelchair 2 years after I was diagnosed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I ask them what I've done, I told them I've had acupuncture,
mm-hmm.
and they just poo-poo it.
They don't
believe it, you know.
So what made you decide to come to Dr. Tong?
Because the pain, well, what happened was it's too far for me to drive now. It's just hard
mm-hmm.
for me.
Santa Monica.
To Santa Monica and
right.
all that traffic back and forth. And it was worse getting up there. It would take me all day long. It was an all-day trip
mm-hmm.
going up there and coming back. And there was pain.
There was still pain.
There was still pain.
Right.
You know, bad pain. So that's when, you know, I decided to listen to my friend and I came here. Daisy told me about you and
uh-huh.
I came here.
And so were you skeptical before you, or actually you weren't, right?
Because I've had
acupuncture
for so many years, and I wholeheartedly believe
right.
in Eastern medicine a whole lot more than I do in Western.
Right.
I just had no luck with the doctors.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Tong does combine Eastern and Western.
Right.
So what specific improvements did you notice? You've had 4 treatments now. So
I've had 4 treatments. The first treatment, I didn't think I noticed that much difference
mm-hmm.
because the pain was a little bit. You know, I expected because Daisy said, oh, you'll be walking around and no pain.
Mm-hmm.
Da, da. And I wholeheartedly believed with the first one he was going to numb everything in me and
mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to be any pain. But the pain was less, but I didn't realize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it hurt so bad, those needles, the first time. I screamed and cried and, you know, everything because it hurt. But then afterwards, I went home and everything, and I noticed that my leg was moving easier. My left leg was moving easier.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to bend the knee, which I haven't been able to bend for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And after the second treatment, I could walk. I couldn't. When I do steps, I have to go 1 foot and 1 foot and do 2 steps on each foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to go up the steps now normally.
1 foot at a time.
1 foot at a time. I can't go down them yet.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I haven't really tried. I'm afraid to try. I'm afraid this leg will give out on me.
That was after the second treatment.
Uh-huh, after the second treatment.
Wow.
So I had a leg brace on, and the leg brace came off after the first treatment.
So you haven't worn it ever since your first treatment?
I still use my cane when I go out just because I'm,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's in my head that I need that cane.
Mm-hmm.
And I just use it for stability, I guess.
Uh-huh. So you really haven't gone to any Western doctors for the past over 10 years, right?
To our doctors, I've had to go because the insurance company forced me to go.
Mm. So it's an insurance problem.
I've been to neurologists. I've been to neurosurgeons.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll gladly pay for all of this when they can't help me.
Right.
You know, they give me pain pills. They give me, what are those things called? They just give me stuff.
Anti-inflammatories,
mm-hmm. which cause me, you know, bad side
worse,
effects.
Worse, right.
And they don't help. The pain's still there.
Now, are you having an insurance problem with Dr. Tong?
Yes. Yes.
So talk about that.
We've called for authorization. And they approved 2 treatments, and then the office was able to get it you know, for two more,
mm-hmm.
and now they don't want to pay any more. And
even though you're getting better.
Even though I'm getting better. They would rather pay $10,000 for an operation that's not going to help me, really.
That one might make you worse.
Yeah. Then for something that's going to make me better.
Mm. So we're working on fighting that then right now.
Right.
And have you taken any supplements or herbs, anything like that from Dr. Tong?
I just picked them up today.
Oh, okay.
They just came in. I've taken these before, and I know they're good,
mm-hmm.
and I know they'll help me. So
great.
When I heard the brand name, I knew it was a good one, and that's why.
Billy. So you are on the road to recovery, I can see, without a brace after one treatment, and
yeah.
How's the pain?
The pain is going, and I know it's going to, I've had it for so many years, it's not going to be gone.
Right
overnight,
away. Right.
Okay. The pain usually after I have a treatment is gone for 3 or 4 days,
mm-hmm.
and then it starts coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the more treatments I have, the longer it will be in between.
Great.
You know, the pain, and then eventually it'll be gone, and then, you know.
Great. Well, you don't look too shabby right now.
Well, I'm feeling a whole lot better. I know it hurts because I'm a big baby when it comes to giving shots, but I know they're helping me.
Great. So we will keep in touch with Billy and track her progress down. Thanks for talking with us today,
sure,
Billy.
Sure, no problem.